Some found work, others gave up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's part of the job story today. With falling unemployment and modest hiring, Fox's Lillian Wu has details in stock market reaction live.
The economy did start adding jobs again in January, 49,000, almost on par with estimates. It also showed some crucial sectors are still laying people off, such as retail and leisure and hospitality. It lost more than 60,000 jobs last month, or 3.9 million since a year ago. The unemployment rate dropped to 6.3% from 6.7%, but despite the weak numbers, Dow's pushing ahead toward possibly its best week since November. It's up almost 90 points, S&P adding 9, and NASDAQ up almost 5. Dave?
Lillian, the Senate is moving forward on Corona financial aid. That's Chuck Schumer. The majority leader says what this means is they're going to be putting the country on the road to recovery following an all-night session where nearly 900 amendments were considered.
Among the ones that passed prohibit increasing the minimum wage during the pandemic. Another, blocking illegal immigrants from getting stimulus checks.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, but the full budget resolution passed without any Republican votes. Not final approval of the package. That may not be until March. There were more coronavirus deaths reported in the U.S. in one day than ever, topping 5,000 for the first time, and there's concern about COVID mutations. Fox's Evan Brown has this live.
Yeah, Dave, there are at least 618 cases of people in the U.S. infected with the coronavirus variants found in Europe, South America, and South Africa. Now, those cases are found across 33 states, according to the CDC. The majority are the strain found in the U.K., and a good amount of them are in California and Florida. And while there's always concerns about viral mutations, experts say these strains don't seem to cause any worse of a sickness than the strains affecting much of the planet all last year, Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truck Mace, Yuma's fix up your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truck Mace is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truck Mace. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truck Mate. Truck Mate is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truck Mate in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Russ Clark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You've had a ton of...
My phone is still blowing.
Well, please don't let it blow up. I mean,
well,
it can ring.
It could, no.
Don't let it...
I think I'm going to catch it on fire.
Yeah?
I don't know, but so much is happening in our country, and so much politically, and so much economically. I mean, it's really... It's been that way now for a while. This whole since COVID,
mm-hmm.
and now the politics involved as well as the COVID's involved, and we got to take advantage of opportunities in front of us, but things are changing.
In a fast way, and
yeah.
sometimes not in a good way. And,
yeah,
been on the. But you bring up an interesting point, and one of the things with Academy Mortgage is every year they have what they call a leadership summit, and they bring all the managers in. And we do 2.5 days worth of meetings, and some of it is business planning, some of it is
leadership. You never invite me.
Well, you know what? You'd never get out of the radio station anyway, right out loud, but we'll talk about speaking of training, we'll talk about one of the guys I'm going to bring into town. But, you know, it is typically there's some leadership classes, they bring in some very good speakers, and then it's some real good business planning as well, and talking about what you see in the industry. And so we did that Tuesday, Wednesday via Zoom and live video feeds because under COVID, you know, you really can't get 400, 500 people together. So it wasn't quite what you think. However, go back to what you're talking about. Things are changing so fast politically. One of the speakers that I was very much looking forward to in the room was a little different on it, you know, video, was General Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
So had the pleasure of listening to that gentleman for about an hour and a half. And it's interesting, you see the grounded beliefs in somebody like that. And so one of the questions actually posed to him was, who was your favorite president? Now, you know, you think, oh, man, I'd really like to know that answer. And without missing a beat, he said, I didn't have a favorite. I worked very hard for every one of my commanders in chief, and I supported them the way a man in my position should support them.
That's so military in the answer, and I love it. And that's what I've... You know, and we're in a military town,
mm-hmm.
and I get the honor and great opportunity to interview a lot of military people, and they have that same, you know, cut of cloth. You know, I mean, it's the same. They just so full of respect and honor and country, and the commander in chief.
And it was refreshing to see that because I think we need to get back to. There's a lot of people that could show the respect for the position, et cetera, one way or the other. I don't care whether it's red or blue.
Sure.
You know, you go back to the old, and forgive me for sounding old, but I remember the you know, watching the newscasts, Ronald Reagan wouldn't take his jacket off in the office because of the honor of the office. So if he was in the Oval Office, he wore a jacket. That level of respect. So listening to General Colin Powell, when he says he doesn't have a favorite, it didn't matter who was in office, he served the office of the president faithfully. I mean, that was kind of one of those. Hey, you know, I think we've lost some of that level of.
And I think we have it at that level of military, but we don't have that much military anymore.
Well, we don't have that much military, but again, you know, again, who it doesn't matter who's where. Let's have a level of respect instead of
civilians can do the same.
Yes. So that was a good teaching training moment, and you know, some of the other things is it's interesting. We had a number of speakers, and one of them was Tony Dungy.
Really?
Now. You know, I don't know much about...
I like him.
I don't know much about him personally. You know, I like his coaching style,
sure.
And I like listening to him sometimes when he's critiquing.
He's a leader I could get behind.
And what's interesting is you hear the stories, but when you know him personally, when you hear his personal story, he talks about, you know, he never wanted to be the coach that would yell and scream and profanely cuss.
Right.
And, you know, he told the story that one of the first games, he walked into the locker room and said, okay, raise your hand if you need to be screamed at like a 3-year-old and cussed at profanely to do your best. And nobody raised their hand. And he said, okay, so you all agree you don't need me to yell at you like a 3-year-old and you don't need me to cuss at you profanely to do your very best for the group of guys that you're going to play with.
Well, yeah, exactly. I like that.
Interesting takeaway.
He's a soft-spoken guy.
Very, very much so, but very, you can see he's got a passion for what he's doing. And one of the other things that, so here's, a good story that you can kind of tell where somebody's from. So his father before him was, didn't know this, one of the Tuskegee Airmen.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know that. And so, you know, one of the things that he was talking about is you don't understand what people before you do in your life, that here he gets to be an NFL coach, a Super Bowl winning coach, now wearing a ring. And he goes, you know, it struck me as awe-inspiring that my family one generation ago had to fly in a segregated unit, and yet now I'm sitting in the front seat on a bus riding to the White House to go meet the President of the United States. So in one generation, you went from here to here. And it was you could see how real it was for him to say, you know, hey, life is so much better in this country now, and look how amazing this is, because I get to go lead my troops to the White House to go meet the, you know, the highest office in the land in the Oval Office, and yet one generation ago had to fly in a segregated air unit, etc. So very passionate man about what he wants and where he's going, and you could see his leadership style. So again, you go back to why they were doing it. Academy Mortgage is trying to work on, you know, the leadership qualities within sure. the ranks, etc. But it's tough when you're not there. It's, you know, when you're not eyeball to eyeball with people. So, you know, one of the things that Academy Mortgage does is the Dwayne Shaw Award. Now, I think you remember last year I was fortunate to be the Dwayne Shaw winner for Academy Mortgage nationwide. And what that means is supposedly, I say supposedly because I'm not sure how deserving I am. I don't know if you ever feel like you deserve it. But, you know, somebody who does good in the community is growing their team and staff and being visibly helpful for other people's benefit. So was fortunate to win that last year, and that's the highest honor within Academy. And it's funny because beforehand we went and they took us to a dinner and, you know, got to spend some time with some people. And one of the guys I had a conversation with, his name was Jason Oswald. And he goes, hey, you know, you're one of the three people nominated. This was before the selection that evening. He goes, how do you feel? Do you feel like you deserve it? And I'm like, no, I don't. I think I'm just trying to do my best at all times. And he goes, you know, I wonder if anybody feels like they deserve it. So guess who won it this year?
Huh.
Jason Oswald. So, you know, I called him yesterday. I'm like, hey, Jason, yeah. So remember that conversation we had just before dinner? And he goes, yeah, I don't think I deserve it either. So it's interesting, you know, just do your very best and see who you can help and see who you can bring along. And you go back to what I enjoy about Academy Mortgage. I get to help people make really good decisions financially, and whether it's buying a home, buying a second home, is it the time to move up, is it time to refinance? You know, not looking for kudos. I just don't want people to make the same mistakes that I did
right.
way back in the day. And this time right now, I promise you, in the next 5 years, we're all going to look back and go, oh my gosh, do you remember what it was like in 2020?
I don't think it's going to take 5 years.
No, but I think there's going to be some people that, you know, like you and I look back yeah. at our grandparents and say, man, Grandma, Grandpa, why didn't you buy houses by the dozen, by the bushel full when they were $1,200 a piece?
Because minimum wage is $12 or 12 cents. You
yeah.
know?
And they all say that. They all go, well, yeah. geez, that was a lot of money back in our day. But yeah. you and I go, man, looking back, that was crazy. I think people are going to look back and go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how low interest rates are, and look at some of the opportunities that maybe we didn't take advantage of. So I want to talk about that and quite a bit of other stuff after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that
a... Good morning, Yuma. One more time, AM 560 KBLU, Money Talk. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Russ Clark, color commentary.
I am.
I love it.
You have a phone call. You want that?
Let's try it. Well, it depends on if your headsets work.
I hope so. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, say, my mother has got a mortgage on her house, and her interest rate is just over 4, I believe. And I've been trying to research, you know, to get that 1% or 2%, you know, and the loaning outfit, they just put more money down on your payment. Is that, I know that's an option, but can't we get to 2% or?
A couple questions come to mind. How much does she owe on her house now?
Oh, geez, something like, right around 100.
Okay, then I would certainly look at refinancing that. You know, let's just say you took off 1% in interest for everybody. If you took off 1% on $100,000, you're going to save $1,000 a year in interest. Now, how many years left does Mom have on the mortgage?
Oh, shoot. She's going to be dead before that's paid off. I don't know if it's 15 or 30.
Okay.
Here's
what I would do. I would love to have you call the office, and I'll give you our phone number. Call the office. Let's schedule some time to sit down. If you went to a new 15-year mortgage, guaranteed you're going to take quite a bit of interest off of that, and it would certainly make sense. Phone number?
Okay, because it's...
You ready for a phone number? It's 247-9089. Again, 247-9089. Give the office a call. We'll sit down and have a conversation about that, and certainly we can save your mom some money.
Okay, great.
All right.
Because she's got an issue with just paying the principal. Just paying interest and nothing's coming off the principal.
Yep. So.
And so.
Give the office a call.
Anyway.
Look forward to sitting down with you and your mom. All right.
Okay. Thanks,
thank you.
Partner.
Bye. Now. Good call.
Yeah.
And the question is always, and you get a lot of misinformation, and it's very difficult to say the complete right or wrong thing without seeing the whole picture.
Sure.
But if she owes $100,000 and she's at 4%, let's say we can get her down to hypothetically 2.5 on a 15-year. Save 1.5% on $100,000, that's $1,500 a year.
Worth the trip. Let's take a phone call. You're on the air.
Morning, Russ. Michael again. Or Mike, whatever you prefer.
What's up, sir?
All right, I got this guy now on the line. Monday was my other call. Two-part question. Other than my sincere desire to spend my local dollars locally, what service or services can you provide that this refinancing through my current mortgage provider cannot?
What services or service can we provide? So
yeah, what motivates me to stay here with you locally rather than just on my
good question. Good question. So I'm going to answer that in a bunch of ways. So what we all do as mortgage lenders is at some point our investments are going back to Wall Street. They're being purchased by the Fed. They're going into the Treasury. So ultimately the bonds, the 30-year mortgage bonds that we buy, go the same direction. So there is a service component. Is it somebody you know and support? So again, I would rather support my local friends that have a restaurant or a gym versus necessarily a online shop when I'm getting things. Number two, most of them that we're competing with were actually less expensive. So I would certainly be willing to sit down and compare an apple to an apple. Third one is that I get a lot of is these online lenders. They don't know the local items. So they misquote things like the local title insurance. They don't understand what the real recording fees are. So they give you a initial estimate, and then they go, oh, well, we didn't know about the title.
You can't even hold them accountable because you can't drive over and talk to them.
Yeah. But for the most part, here's a good example. One of my really good friends is refinancing two houses. He did look at an online lender and said, hey, here's what I got. What do you got? And that online lender needed to get two appraisals. Well, based on what we know and the value of the homes, he didn't need to get an appraisal. So I just saved him $700 times two, $1,400, because we know the market and I don't need an appraisal on his two houses.
Okay. That's definitely a good selling point there. Can I mention names at all or not?
Names of what? Convicted criminals or?
No, bank and finance company.
Go ahead.
Sure.
I originally, over 10 years ago, was financed Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
They sold it to Carrington Mortgage. My concern was Carrington, well, they had a reputation as not being really customer service oriented and more of a like last ditch. Their interest was hoping you would get behind in your payments so they could foreclose and sell and profit on you. I've been over 2 years with them now, and I'm happy. Everything's fine, and they're, you know, almost every month send me another letter offering to refi, and I just haven't gotten the motivation yet. So you, having local dollars, local business is a selling point, but knowing your local market is the other big thing.
Yeah.
So you definitely need to make an appointment, and I will do that.
Perfect.
But my next question, do we have time, Russ?
Go.
Sure.
Is, you mentioned rentals. Mm-hmm. We're doing a rental property. A couple of us drivers are talking about possibly forming a partnership. We're wondering, and I know you're not a lawyer, but in your experience, do you have any opinion on whether an LLC would be better protection or a corporation or anything for a couple of non-family members to pool together money and do some real estate investment?
So you said the right thing first. I'm not an attorney, but here's my asterisk on that. Is it depends on what your filing, your tax filing should be. So I would want you to talk to your CPA or tax advisor. Most of the people that I see file an LLC, and that's how they're doing it. So the income rolls over to their personal 1040s. However, it depends on if you want to go through having a full C-Corp or having a separate standalone entity to do that. The two people that you would want to talk to is not only your attorney, but whoever's going to file your taxes, because they're really the driver of that bus.
All right. Very good.
All right.
We'll get the appointment and come see you.
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you for the call.
Good call.
So
it's good to have people with real questions.
I love real questions.
You like them.
I do. And it's interesting. You go back to the first call. The gentleman who was saying his mom owes $100,000 and other financial institutions have said, well, it's probably not worth it. Just make extra principal. Well, somebody's giving the advice that they really want to keep that 4% interest rate. Why would you not want to refinance? unless hypothetically credit score was low and they didn't qualify and there's something else weird going on. You know, this gentleman with the calls about, hey, what makes you better? That local knowledge is the one thing that I don't think will ever go away with our industry. Because, again, sometimes it's you don't need an appraisal. Sometimes there's a different way to put this package together based on what you know the values are in the area. So working with people that you know and trust is the most important. And I'm going to go back to you, Russ. Why do people bring the cars to you? Because they trust you.
Yeah, it's a communication thing.
And you're going to say, hey, ding dong, you don't need that in your car, but you really need this. Have you paid attention that, you know, hey, that loud rubbing you're hearing on the back right-hand side of your car, you know, your wheel bearings are shot and your tire's going to fall off and it's going to run down the street. I know you came in for a brake job, but that's not what you need. This is what you need. And I know that's what you guys do.
And it's enjoyable. Like, you enjoy your job to be able to help somebody and make sure that they, you know, are better off for having come in. And exactly right.
I hope, if nothing else, in 20 more years of the career, I hope that I have generations that say, hey, you know, that guy Derek, he really did help us out. And look, you know, we bought our first home, and then our kids bought their first home, and it's weird after 21 years in the business now, which I don't feel like I'm that old. But, you know, I now have people that are friends of mine that are bringing their 20-year-old kids in that are going to buy their first home. That makes you feel old right there. So lots of stuff that we want to talk about. Russ, you have talked about down payment assistance with me for quite some time.
Sure.
And how does the state of Arizona get their money back when they give the down payment assistance?
Rate goes up.
Okay. So
pretty simple.
Pretty simple. And there
it's fair. It's good in a lot of cases. I mean, if somebody doesn't have it, it's a great opportunity.
No free lunch, but obviously the state of Arizona, you know, one of the programs that I actually support, this is a non-taxpayer-funded program. Basically, the way the state gets their monies back is it's a higher interest rate, and so they're earning that money back over time.
Mm-hmm. It pays for itself.
Now, because interest rates have dropped so dramatically, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
State of Arizona down payment assistance, they publish those rates each and every day. FHA, down payment assistance, yesterday, what do you think the interest rate was?
3.875. No way.
Now, 3.875 to you and I who are looking at normal rates may sound a little high, but 3.875 is a really gosh darn interest
rate. Well, in the history of things, it is.
So you could be, and this is where you look at opportunities here in Yuma. Man, if you know somebody who is renting, whether it's an apartment or a home, and they're in that position that they could buy, they just haven't saved up enough down payment, this is the time that I would suggest doing that. Because let's say interest rates in 4 or 5 years go back to a normal 5%. Is that realistic?
Yeah, oh gosh.
Yes. Yeah. So if you could get state down payment assistance today at 3.875, which is, again, the published rate from the state of Arizona, nobody has any better or any worse on that program because the state sets it. You know, it's like your grandfather saying, here's your $2 allowance, that's it. That's your 3.875 for the next 30 years. It's fixed. It doesn't change. It's there. So why would you not want to do that because interest rates are so gosh darn low right now? So you know me, I'm typically looking at, hey, maybe we can borrow it, not take it out of, but borrow it out of a 401k, take it out of some other retirement.
If it's available.
Get it as a gift from family members. But right now, because interest rates even on the down payment assistance program are so low, this is a great time for people who are renting to get out of that rent cycle and get into owning a home. And rental, the rental market is still on fire, so that's still not going to stop the, you know, landlords from owning a home and people to have a business of rentals. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing that you can literally get into a home with no money out of your pocket at 3.875. Let that sink in for just a second. So, you know, you look at opportunities. Is this a market where you have the opportunity to move up into a bigger home, into a, you know, one or two step up neighborhood because interest rates are so low?
Of course, especially, you know, somebody's going to rent their house out, so then it's the right timing. Timing's everything.
So I talked with a young gentleman yesterday, smart guy, very analytical, taking notes, one of the few guys that actually comes in and takes notes when we talk. And this is going to be his first house. He, his wife, one child. Now, they're going to build. They're under contract for a $400,000 home.
Tough way to go.
tough. But
just deciding the color of the cabinets can cause a divorce.
But, you know, he doesn't understand how good he has that purchase because of where his interest rate is going to be.
Yeah.
And his payment on that house, where do you think a payment on a $400,000 home is? Principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
15.
Oh, come on. Don't be that aggressive. No, it's about $1,800.
Okay, that's close.
You're close.
Well, look,
I figured you'd go higher.
I thought that was pretty good.
So he's got about an $1,800 payment all in for what he's buying.
Which is ridiculous.
And he's like, well, you know, it seems a little high. Look, you're buying a $400,000 home. Let's let this sink in. That's more than a third of $1 million.
Yeah.
That's a very, very nice house. It's a big house. Very big house for what he's doing. I said, let me put this in perspective for you. So we pulled up his file and we're playing with numbers. I said, now, my parents, when they moved into Yuma in 1981, they bought a home. It was $110,000. And see, I'm weird like that. I remember all the numbers. So I said, let's change your sales price to $110,000. And let's set it up with the same interest rate that my parents got when they moved into town. What were interest rates in the early 80s, Russ?
Double digits, but 15 is
double
not
digits.
Unusual.
So I know it was in the 14, so I used 13 just to show him a number. I said, that $110,000 home with an interest rate of 13%, your payment is higher than what you're paying now.
That's mind-boggling, actually. I'm sure it is.
It is crazy to think that the actual payment, the monthly payment, is lower on his $400,000 home than what that home was 40 years ago.
But is the house nicer than the $100,000 back then?
Yes. And I was
$100,000 used to buy a lot of house back in the day. That's a big house.
That was a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage with a pool.
Yeah.
And he's buying a 3-car garage, 5-bedroom, 3-bath with a pool.
Wow.
So
for $1,800 a month.
For $1,800 a month. And you know, you look at, there's always things to do, and he's VA.
He's got military. One kid who can
find. He's got
bedrooms.
One. Well, you know, they're going to fill those bedrooms up, for crying out loud. That's what they're going to do.
I'm looking for a place.
So, you know, you look at, I think we all need that perspective to say, Russ, we really do have it good. We really do. And we're fortunate, we're blessed, and in this economic environment.
As long as it lasts. And don't take it for granted and think, well, I'm not in a big hurry. It'll be there next year. We don't know.
We don't know. And interest rates, when they change, it's of no individual bank that's going to control it. It's Wall Street and the Fed. When the mortgage-backed securities, when bonds change, it's done. And, you know, it's not going to be, I don't believe, an immediate thing, but it's going to be that gradual rise, just kind of like, hey, over the last probably year, I've put on 10 pounds. You know what? I didn't do it in one day, and I kind of liked where I used to be, but now I look in the mirror and say, what happened? I got 10 pounds heavier. I got to take a break from eating so much, and you're going to tell me we got to take a break as well. So I'm not going to eat on the break, but this is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Hey, Yuma Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. It is 8:36 on a gorgeous Friday morning. It was 55 when I was driving to the office, so kind of brisk.
Seems nice.
It was a little brisk, but,
that's nice.
Still had the doors open this morning, had a cup of coffee, and you know, how can you complain about living here? Just phenomenal.
I never do. Some people will every day.
Some people do every day.
But you're right. They have no right.
and you know, sometimes we have to be super, super happy with and just be positive. Go back to the leadership summit. That's one of the other takeaways is, you know, you do control your own mindset. It doesn't matter what happens. It's how you deal with what happened. And one of the speakers that they had, and forgive me, her name is escaping me right now, which is sad. Maybe I'm getting old, crying out loud. Need some of that ginkgo biloba memory stuff.
It's available.
It is. But you know, one of the speakers, she's a lady that is a advocate for abused women and things that happen. And apparently, she was asleep one night, and her husband poured acid all over her. Horribly defigured, lost her left eye, and I mean, you know, not
holy
good
moly.
And she had one of the most positive, infectious attitudes you could ever imagine.
Okay.
And you and I know people like that that have had horrible things happen, and they're just super happy and pumped and positive with life. And you know other people that are just like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have. Oh my gosh, this is horrible. And you know, in today's it's instant technology, it's instant communication, it's instant bad news. I mean, you're texting away right now.
I am. I'm actually sending you stuff.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, there's so much access to stuff that sometimes I think we have to take a moment to be humble and appreciative of where we are and what we have. And you look at Yuma, an amazing town. I think
we've
got a great community. The weather's always good, but it's a good group of people who genuinely seem to care about one another back and forth. We're a military town. I mean, we have the reason for our freedoms is right there, and we can see it. Actually, I think they were Ospreys flying over last night, and the whole house is kind of shaking as they're going by, and the windows are rattling.
That's kind of nice, right?
And you think, wow, I got to do a little work on those window shades. Something's a little rattling there. But, you know, again, you think, wow, we are super blessed that we have these men and women that protect the freedom. So, Russ, you and I get to babble here on the radio and do whatever we want.
For now.
Yeah. Well, for now.
And hopefully forever. And I don't want to be pessimistic about that, but things are scaring me right now with some of the attitude in Congress and the things that we're seeing of canceling people. It's gotten out of control.
I would agree the cancel culture has gotten out of control. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, kind of like those
the meditation ball things. You know that five ball silver thing where it goes way up one side, you drop in, it clacks, and then it swings to the other way. Those things that all the high-paid executives used to have on their desks back in the 90s.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to get you one right in here. Sounds just like a metronome.
I know.
But, you know, that pendulum, I think people have to realize, I don't care whether it's economy, I don't care if it's politics, I don't care if it's cancel culture, whatever it is, that pendulum is going to swing back and forth. You know, one of my coaches always says, hey, just make sure everything's in balance. Well, nothing's ever in balance. My work, my family, my health, nothing is ever in balance. Something is out of balance because as soon as you put your time and energy into one, then something else is getting out of balance. I go back to, Russ, I put on 10 pounds. Why did I put on 10 pounds? Because I got out of balance because I focused on something else. I got to get that back in balance. Well, if I spend more time in the gym or doing something different, then my gut tells me is I'm going to be out of balance with my kids. But if I get out of balance with my, you know what I mean?
Where I do.
That pendulum is going to go back and forth. So,
but it's like management or anything else. It's a constant. You don't give up on it.
It is a constant. So when you say things scare you,
yeah. You
know, Russ, I'm actually not as scared about any of that stuff because I think that pendulum will swing back. And unfortunately, sometimes it comes back even harder coming backwards than it was going forwards.
I just don't want the pain.
Well, I don't.
You know, it goes in between.
I don't.
And I think we might have some, but you know what?
So let me ask this. What can guys like you and I do? Russ, you own a business, and you meet people all the time. You need to be your very best for every customer and individual that you can build that relationship with
right. And
help them.
That's exactly right.
And I can only do so much, but I can influence and affect everybody who comes in my door, whether it's customers or staff, and I can try to make sure they make really good financial decisions and take advantage of where we are. One of the things that I think, and some of the people in my branch actually don't like it, but I want to know where you are with your 401k. I want to know the personal budget. I want to know, are you saving money? Look, if you have fully funded your 401k, go shop, go do what you want. But if you haven't fully funded your 401k, you shouldn't be buying that Apple Watch. You shouldn't be buying that new car. You shouldn't be doing... But as soon as you've done your due diligence that you've kind of invested for your family and your future, go spend that money. Go enjoy yourself.
And you're exactly right. And it's local. We do what we can local. And I know there's people say, oh, I'd like to go up to D.C. and make an effect. No, stay home. Let's do some things local. You take care of your community. You take care of things. And yes, you pay attention to the leadership end of the politics, and you support those that you think will be the best leaders for the community that's going to take care of it.
And right or wrong, whoever you think they are, you support them and get behind them.
Right.
And, you know, ultimately, let's all do our very best for those that we come in contact with. So, you know, you go back to some of the business owners that have had a really rough go of it here in town. Some of the restaurants, some of the gyms, some of the coffee houses.
Yep.
You know, hey, what can we do to help get them through the rest of this? Is it patronage? Is it assistance somewhere? Is it just being helpful? Is it just...
Everyone's going to have a different thing to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all do. And it's getting things back to normal as quickly as possible, however that is. And sometimes it's in the medical field. You know, sometimes it's financially to help, or sometimes it's lobbying political groups to let's get back to normalcy, and here's why we should do it, you know, those kind of things. But we should have our voices heard in whatever manner we're most effective.
In a conversation, not yelling, not screaming, not canceling, just in that good, genuine conversation. And again, bring it back to mortgage. That's what I enjoy about our office is, look, let's sit down and have a conversation. Both of those callers that have called today, let's sit down and have a conversation. Let's find out what's right for mom, and let's have a conversation about mom. Let's find out what's right for this gentleman with a refinance or two and possibly buying rentals. Let's sit down and map it out and have a really good conversation.
And get with a professional to do it. Don't get with a neighbor that doesn't know more than you, or somebody that heard something because his neighbor had good luck with something that's going to be right for you. That's not the case. And look, you and I are managers. We're professional business managers. I don't do anything without getting advice from others, even if I think I know the answer. I run it by people. I'm always doing that. Don't make a house purchase, which is the biggest thing you could do in your life, without doing the same. Get with a professional.
Yeah, get with it. You know, you have a real estate agent, you have a mortgage professional, and truthfully, what I think most people miss is most of the mortgage professionals don't understand the tax ramifications. It's so funny to me, and not in a good way, but, you know, you still hear mortgage and real estate people talking about, hey, the tax benefits of buying this house. Well, let's talk about how that's false after this break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. One more time, Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. We do have a caller on the line. You're on the air.
Yeah, I had a question about a car purchase. I'm looking at purchasing a vehicle, and I heard some pros and cons about taking too much money out of the bank rather, cash versus a big lump sum check. How much money legally can I remove from the bank without causing an issue?
All of it.
withdrawing money from your account doesn't trigger anything. I think what you're talking about is the $10,000 deposit rule, where banks have to report when there's a.
And that's not a problem. They just notify.
Yeah,
that's all.
So there is no problem with you pulling your own money out to go purchase a vehicle, and won't be reported anywhere.
Right. Derek deposits $10,000 every day.
So. Boy, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be.
So.
I wish. And one other question. You guys foresee, not being doom and gloom too much, but there is no way that we can end up like Venezuela, where they come and confiscate your money for the betterment of the other people that are unfortunate?
Yeah, that's what Venezuela said 20 years ago.
I mean,
where they come in and they say, we're going to freeze the banks. Nobody can pull their money because we're going to decide what's best for you and your money.
Don't take anything for granted. Just pay attention and look at all of it. But they'll do it as long as nobody says anything. So you've got to be diligent and talk to your political leaders and make sure nothing does happen. That's all. That's what you can do.
I agree.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yeah. So, you know, you talk about that call. Here's one of the interesting things, again, opportunity. Now, if you're going to buy a car, you know, some people say don't buy a new car. Some people say, you know, do buy a new car. I don't know whether he's buying a new or a used car. But let's say in this brief window of opportunity, because we had talked about it, the great American debt restructure is what I'm going to call this window of time. Maybe it's time that he goes and buys a brand new car because he can get 0% interest. Right. Leave his money in the bank, use the bank's money for free, and yes, you and I know that car is going to depreciate when it runs off the lot. But
everyone needs one.
But if you've got 0% interest and you buy a car that's got a 3 or 4 or 10 year warranty on it, mm-hmm. you know, okay, that may be a good decision. You go buy a 3 or 4 year old car that's already out of factory warranty and you're going to pay 4, 5, 6% interest on it, it might actually be cheaper for you in the long run to buy a new car.
Check them all out.
So,
and this is a deep time. You know, cars are supply and demand. And right now on the car lots, and I can tell you this from Hyundai because I do their marketing, but you can get a brand new 2020 for $6,000 to $7,000 off automatically. $6,000 to $7,000 off, and because it's supply and demand. They got a few Santa Fe's left over, and a few Sonatas left over, and they just want to blow them out. But now, if you want to go get a Palisade, it's a premium because everybody wants them.
Because everybody wants one of those.
And people will pay premium for it, and they'll say, "Look, I'll pay this plus this plus this to make sure I get a Palisade." But you can have this one over here that's you know. 30% off of price. Man, I really want this.
Hey, that sounds like a good
deal. And it's okay.
Yeah.
But that's what people want. They do what they want.
They always do what they want. And yeah. So just make really good decisions. So if you're buying a used car, look. If you're buying a new car, look. But, you know, I would certainly not question taking money out of the bank, but I would certainly look at what are the opportunities to finance.
What's your interest rate?
Yeah.
And get a loan before you go into the car dealer, and you can go to a credit union or something like that. And you may get a 3%, 4% right now, and you can go in there and say, "Look, I've already been approved on this," and they may beat it. You know, you never know.
They may. So, you know, we were talking about one thing right before the break, and it is humorous to me where people talk about, "Oh, look, buying a home. You know, it's a great tax thing." It doesn't do anything for literally anybody's taxes to buy an owner-occupied home right now. With the way interest rates are. So, what is the standard deduction for a single person right now, Russ?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because I don't take it. I don't know.
So you itemize?
No, I don't itemize. I don't know what it is.
So you take the standard deduction?
But I sit down in front of TurboTax, I just do it real quick, and I don't even look what it is.
So when you look at the taxes, $12,000 for a single, $24,000 for a married couple.
Is that what it is, 12 and 24?
Think of, and when you talk about those benchmark thresholds,
right.
And obviously everybody has other things to do, so go contact your CPA or your tax advisor because there's things that need to be looked at, what other tax breaks you can have. But when you say, let's go back to the customer I was talking about earlier that was buying the $400,000 home.
Right.
Now, he doesn't have a 3% interest rate. It's cheaper than that, but I want to do the math because it's easy in my head. 4 times 3 is what, Russ?
Whoa.
Oh, he got it, see? I don't care what anybody says about you, Russ. You actually are pretty smart. So 4 times 3 is 12. That means $12,000 a year is what he's going to pay in interest year number one.
Right.
I told you he's married. So he's got a $24,000 standard deduction. Is that $12,000 going to help him get over the standard deduction?
Only if he's setting on another $12,000 plus, and then it's going to be so minor,
it's not worth it. You and I know you don't have. You're going to write off your auto registration, you're write off your taxes, you're going to write
some
off
medical,
some medical.
You better have a lot of medical.
So,
but you're not going to make it. You generally, the average person's not going to make it.
Not going to get over that, and that's a very expensive home. So people that are buying these $150,000, $200,000 homes, let's say $200,000 home at 4% interest, 2 times 4, Russ, is what?
8.
Oh, you got that one. Two for two. So $8,000 in interest, but a married couple has $24,000 in standard deduction. They're not getting over that. So the people that go, "Hey, you need to buy this home for a good tax break." No, they're saying that because they want a sale. It has nothing to do with your tax situations. Now, everybody needs a roof over their head. So the conversation is, should I rent or should I buy? Because you still need a roof over your head. So if you can make that financially make sense, which most people are having a payment on a home less than they're paying in rent, okay, great. I'm saving money and I'm building equity for my future. But if anybody tells you buying a primary residence for the tax breaks, if you hear them say that, run like crazy.
You bring up something that I cannot let go, and we're just telling people to get advice from professionals. Go to professionals, get an advice. And I mean that, and it's the right thing to do. Make sure it's the professional that's going to tell you something other than what he needs to do to sell you something that you're going to regret later, at least regret the reasons and stuff. And there are some people with a shingle out in front of their business that are not necessarily professionals. So go to the Better Business Bureau, check them out, make sure you get the right.
Check them out that way, and what is their level of need to be educated in the business? You know, again, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a tax advisor, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a real estate agent, but I want to read and understand and learn all of those things so I know how to connect my business to their business and make sure that we're making a joint good decision for our mutual customer.
Sure.
And that's one of the things that's interesting to me is, you know, a lot, not all, but a lot of the mortgage professionals don't understand the tax ramifications. A lot of the tax preparers don't look at the asset preservation, and a lot of the asset financial planners don't look at the debt structure. And those three individuals in that triangle really can work jointly, and, you know, again, the sum of the parts is greater, or they can work counterproductive with one another, and all of a sudden you're putting people in harm's way. So.
Yep.
It really is like, say, sitting down, talking to some financial advisors and the professionals in whatever form of business you're talking to.
Right. Somebody you can trust. And that's sometimes finding them is tough, but they're out there.
You know, and the one thing I don't ever want to do is I don't want to be in Walmart or Albertsons and have that can of Campbell's soup beamed off the back of my head. I'd rather give people the right advice. Maybe it's not what they want to hear. But I'd rather give people the right advice and say, this is, if it was me, this is what I'd do because of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So you bring up some good points, but out of all of this, we've had an hour conversation, right?
Sure.
Have we done anything super productive?
Yes.
Okay. What?
We've given information to maybe somebody that's going to be able to do something with it, make their life better.
So,
and that's why we do this.
I agree with that, and at the same time, we get to pontificate on the air because we live in the United States, and there's a bunch of men and women who are serving now and have served for generations before, and I go back to what I just heard from Tony Dungy. You know, one generation previously, you know, honorably, his father's serving in the Tuskegee Airmen, and now he's riding front seat on the bus to go see the President of the United States. It's amazing the opportunities we have in this great country called the United States of America. Freedom isn't free. And you look at not more than 3% of Americans will ever serve in the military in one form or fashion or another. And those 3% allow you and I to do this on the air. They allow us to drive our cars up and down the streets without being shot at and accosted.
Yeah, we're hopefully. Not Chicago.
And so, you know, from all of us at Academy Mortgage, and I know from everybody here at KBLU, mm-hmm. our hats are off to you men and women, or if you have family members that have served generations previously, if there is anything we can ever do, even if it's a good conversation over a cup of coffee and it's just good advice, happy to do that at any time. But from all of us at both of these great fine institutions, this is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Have a great weekend and stay safe, everyone.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To
To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
One-hour air conditioning and heating studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.